It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As much of Colorado begins to relax COVID-19 restrictions for dining and gathering, school districts are making plans to get children back into classrooms. Vignesh Ramachandran has more.
After a year of uncertainty, Colorado students and teachers might be able to regain some normalcy in 2021. This month, many of the state's largest school districts are resuming in-person learning for younger students, while gradually moving older students toward hybrid models, with both in-person classes and remote learning. On the western slope, the Mesa County Valley School District is resuming in-person learning for all grades after the holiday break. Denver Public Schools plans to have all of its students back in person by February 1st. The return to in-person learning comes as the state moves teachers up the priority list to get a COVID-19 vaccine, but so far less than 2% of Coloradans have been vaccinated. For CPR News, I'm Vignesh Ramachandran.
Colorado has changed how it regulates the transportation of hazardous and nuclear materials. Until now, the state's Public Utilities Commission issued permits for trucking companies, but as of this year, a new state law shifts that responsibility to the Department of Transportation. Colorado's newest Supreme Court justice starts work today. Maria Encarnacion Birkencotter fills a vacancy left by Chief Justice Nathan Coates, who recently retired. Birkencotter previously served as the chief judge in Boulder County. She is Governor Polis's first appointment to the state Supreme Court. New members of Colorado's congressional delegation were sworn in Sunday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado officially has a new Democratic senator and Republican congresswoman. John Hickenlooper and Lauren Boebert were sworn into office. Hickenlooper says he's excited about his new role.
I bring, you know, gratitude to people of Colorado for having faith in me and have tremendous humility with the responsibilities of this building, especially in the middle of COVID, in the middle of this divided political world we live in.
The ceremonial event in the Senate moved quickly. Hickenlooper was sworn into office by Vice President Mike Pence and accompanied by fellow Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. The House was a much longer affair and started with a party line vote for Speaker before members were sworn in. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny day across the state. Temperatures in the 50s around Denver, 40s in Colorado Springs, 30s in Grand Junction today. This is CPR News.